She landed hard on her side and came up swinging. He glanced a blow off her shoulder, making it sing, and she caught him on the side of the head.
"Glenn?"
A deep voice full of authority snapped out from behind them. Harper used the distraction and fired a shot to his face, catching him off guard. But only for a moment. The drunken giant swung back at her, and the parking lot exploded into stars.
"Hey."
There was that voice again, this time floating towards her through the haze, deep and a little rough. Harper was flat on her back in the gravel. The side of her face felt like it was on fire. But what held her attention was the man hovering over her. Buzzed short dark hair in a 5 o'clock shadow framed the deepest hazel eyes she had ever seen. A spectacular sunset was happening behind his head. It was a gorgeous picture.
"Wow," she whispered.
"Am I dead?" He grinned, and she saw a dimple appear next to his mouth. Holy hotness, she was definitely dead.
"You're not dead, but you could have been taking on a big son of a bitch like that."
Harper groaned, remembering.
"Where is the big son of a bitch? Is the girl okay?"
"He's face down underneath a deputy, and Gloria's fine, thanks to you."
He touched her face gently, probing around the fist-sized ouch.
"You take a hit like a champ."
She winced.
"Thanks. Can I sit up?"
Wordlessly, he helped her into a seated position and held her by the shoulders.
"How do you feel?"
Concern colored those deep eyes. She brought her fingertips to her cheek and felt the heat pumping off of what had to be some serious nastiness.
"I felt worse."
He had a scar through one dark eyebrow and the slightest crinkles around his eyes. His very fit right forearm was completely covered in a sleeve tattoo.
"That was a very brave, very stupid thing you did, taking on a guy that size."
He smiled again.
"It's not the stupidest thing I've done today."
"You guys all right, Luke?"
Harper stopped staring at him long enough to notice the crowd that surrounded them.
"We're fine."
He turned back to Harper.
"Think you can stand up?"
She nodded, moderately pleased when her head didn't snap off of her neck with the motion. He slid his hands under her arms and gently lifted her to her feet. The crowd broke into spontaneous applause.
"About time someone put that asshole in his place,"
someone cackled, and the rest of the crowd laughed.
"Jesus, Luke, what did you do now?"
A gorgeous raven-haired beauty in a denim skirt and a Remo's embroidered polo weaved her way through the spectators.
"Don't get all pissy with himself,"
a deputy stepped forward.
"He didn't start it, but one of them broke Glenn's nose."
Harper glanced down and noticed the split knuckles on her hero's right hand.
"There are enough witnesses for him to spend a few nights in jail, even if Gloria doesn't press charges this time,"
he continued. The woman hooted and grabbed Luke for a smacking kiss.
"Mom is going to be so proud."
Luke rolled his eyes, hands still steadying Harper. The brunette turned to Harper.
"And what were you? Collateral damage?"
"Are you kidding?"
The deputy laughed.
"I was pulling in when I saw her jump on his back with blood in her eyes. She went Xena Warrior Princess on his ass before he got in a lucky shot and Luke took him down,"
the deputy said.
"That settles it,"
she pointed at Luke and Harper.
"You two are drinking for free tonight."
The crowd erupted into cheers.
"Hey, what about me?"
the deputy mock pouted.
"I handcuffed him."
"Ty, you'll get your reward after your shift."
She tugged him in for a hard kiss on the mouth and grinned up at him.
"Don't forget to pick up eggs on your way home."
"Yeah, yeah,"
he sighed.
"I'll hold you to that reward. Well, I'm gonna run this asshole by the ER on the way to jail."
He winked and headed back to his squad car. Glenn was slumped over in the back seat. Ty slid behind the wheel.
"See y'all later."
He flipped on the lights as he peeled out of the lot to the delight of the crowd. She tossed her dark curls and rolled her eyes heavenward.
"That's my husband,"
she sighed.
"So, tough girl. Got a name?"
"Harper."
"I'm Sophie. Welcome to benevolence, Harper. How about some ice for that face?"